Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. With June Dairy Month in mind, we have one more dairy-related report this month. This with Southeast Dairy Association's Kathy Belcher on some opportunities for Kentucky school systems. One is to boost student nutrition through fruit smoothies, combining fruit and dairy products. Kathy Belcher says they have a program whereby participating schools can obtain commercial-grade blenders to make these nutritious treats more available.
In Kentucky, we have provided about 15 schools with blenders, and they are adding those smoothies to breakfast primarily, though some do offer the smoothies for lunch and for a la carte options. Starting in the fall, we expect to see a whole lot more schools taking advantage of this opportunity as we have opportunity to promote those blenders with school nutrition professionals during the summer.
The Southeast Dairy Association is well aware of the obesity problem among youth and through several programs are trying to help schools address it through attractive nutritional offerings.
I'll be happy to work with any school that would like to start a smoothie program and be able to, you know, offer a popular option for students in their cafeteria, breakfast, lunch, or a la carte.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Kenny Wallace. I come from a family of race car drivers. You can find my brothers Rusty, Mike, my nephew Steven, and me at racetracks everywhere. I've learned I have something in common with American farmers. Family. Just like family is important in my sport, family is important to farmers. More than 95% of the corn we grow across America is grown by family farmers. I've visited farms. I've seen families working together, doing their jobs so we can do ours. Family farmers. They're protecting the environment, filling our pantries, and constantly finding ways to do things better.
Southeastdairy.org is the website address where schools can look into partnerships with the dairy industry, like coolers for coaches. Research just released indicates chocolate milk is a great source for muscle recovery after intensive physical workouts.
So what we're offering to coaches is a glass door milk cooler. Now, this would be secondary schools for their athletic departments to allow them to offer milk to their athletes. So I think we're up to just about 24 schools in Kentucky that have taken us up on this opportunity, and they are providing milk to athletes and then in some cases other students who are staying after school.
And that website address again is southeastdairy.org. And have a great June Dairy Month. That's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.